The research is clear. Parental involvement is critical to a child's success in school, but for a number of factors that can be difficult for families in low-income households. Maria Berry is the home and school coordinator for Ledge Street Elementary in Nashua, where 8 out of the 10 students qualify for free or reduced lunch. I visited Maria in her office at the school to talk about some of the challenges she faces in her job in getting parents engaged at the school, as well as some of the success stories that she's seen.
Maria, here at Ledge Street School, students are coming from areas of the city with some of the highest rates of poverty. Are there barriers that you've seen for parents from low-income households that can often keep them from getting involved?
Yeah, we have a variety of barriers, socioeconomic, cultural, mostly the two combined.
Can you talk to some of those barriers that you're seeing that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis?
Anything from a parent who may have had a difficult experience in school and doesn't feel comfortable being involved in the school, a parent who didn't have a role model as to what it means to be involved in your child's education, and that can be anything from, you know, not knowing that you sit with your child and read a book when they're a toddler, to not knowing that you get out the crayons and work with your child to just draw a picture before they even get to school, to not knowing to come to open house or parent conferences. Other barriers might include the fact that a parent has to work multiple jobs. Other barriers could be things we see in the city, mental illness, abuse, violence, things that would make it really difficult for a parent to be involved in the school.
Can you talk about your job here at the school and what you do to change some of these or overcome some of these barriers, what you do specifically day-to-day?
Well, I guess I'd start at the beginning of the year. I try to meet with as many kindergarten and first grade parents, so the newer parents, as well as parents of any student who's new to the school who has a parent who doesn't speak English, to either meet with them or make contact on the phone, just to let them know I'm available and to let them know we have an open house coming up. I'll be here. I'll help you. Talk to your child's teacher. If you can't make the open house, you know, these are my hours. I'd love to have you come in. I can show you the school. I can show you your child's classroom. I can show you where they eat lunch. Just to have them become more aware of what their child is doing on a daily basis. So that's how we start the year. Then throughout the year, we have different school-wide activities, which we have a lot of parents who come to the school-wide activities with their children, but then more individual activities, parent conferences, and just regular phone calls and meetings as issues come up, issues that I may see or the teachers may see, but also issues that the parents see from their end of things.
If you could pick out one particular item that really stands out for you, what really works well with getting parent engagement?
I have to say, even though this sounds cliche, is just working one parent or one family at a time. I think most of the families that I work with probably feel most comfortable coming into my office, sitting down, and just talking about what's important to them and their family. It's hard for them sometimes at an open house or even at a parent-teacher conference. At some of the conferences, they have 4 staff members, and it's intimidating. I'll be sitting next to them, but we're in front of 4 different staff members, if depending on the situation. Coming into my office, just sitting, talking. Sometimes it's mom to mom. And I really enjoy that, and I feel I'm most comfortable, and hopefully they're most comfortable that way as well.
You've been doing the job now for several years. Do you see things as getting better?
I think within the school district, there's more awareness of what some of the needs are of our families who are socioeconomically disadvantaged or who are from other cultures. I think that teachers especially are more aware, and we work together. I can't do my job by myself. We're all doing this together to try to realize that a lot of these kids are coming from backgrounds that are difficult. It's not our reality, it's theirs, but we can meet them where they are. And let's see if we have anybody in the calf. There's my friend Emily. Hola, Emily. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Pasaste un lindo día ayer con tu mamá? Sí, festejándola. Ay, muy bien.
It seems like a lot of what you do day to day is really to kind of keep all those issues that are outside of school at bay, so when kids are here, they can really be learning.
Right, and that's so that they can focus on learning.
Yeah, so they can really focus on it while you help them with some of the resources that the family might need.
Right, be they medical or clothing or food or even, you know, helping with housing. Another success story, we were talking about success stories, is one of the families I've been working with, really have enjoyed working with, made it out of the projects. They're living in Clock Tower. I was just thrilled to hear it, and Mom was thrilled to tell me about it. So things like that really make a difference, that the neighborhood where these kids are living and what they're seeing all around them every day influences how they're behaving in school.